Today's Monday, May 28th, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by AV Franklin.
Today's Daily Download comes to us from the Live Life, Episode 35. Wallace Johnson talks with the smooth factor, Alicia Henley. We start the conversation today with Alicia discussing how Dante came to enjoy its market position in networked audio.
You know, there's a lot of audio networking protocols, right? Or standards, you could say. There's quite a few of them. But Audinate and Dante have done a great job getting in front of the media, having the right funding to make this a household name. But Dante, the funny thing about Dante is that it was created before I was even out of high school. Like, it was created in 2006, and I was still learning analog. You know, I had no idea about any of these digital consoles that was coming that were coming out. But I believe Aiden Williams, he's the CTO, and he's one of the founders of Audinate. He basically started with a research group over in Australia, and then Motorola at that time had closed down, and he grabbed some engineers and researchers from there, and they kind of all came together within this research group and developed Dante. I believe it was part of the National ICT Australia, which basically they focused on audio protocols and audio networking. So they were in there just brainstorming, and it became a thing in 2006. And Audinate was kind of a spinoff of this research group. So like I said, it really came about before I had any, you know, acknowledgement that there was that audio was even going to the digital space. So it's been exciting. And the more I learn about it, that's what led me to become certified in Dante. I had to learn it at work. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go through the courses. And then I got to level two and I was like, well, Noah 3 is coming out, but what's the next step for me? And then I really got to talking with some of the Audinate people and became certified as a certified speaker as well and trainer.
Fantastic. So you talked about, you know, using Dante in your work environment. Tell us a little bit about that in terms of how you use it and, you know, operate with on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, so I work for a school district at Cypher ISD, as I mentioned earlier, but I'm not your ordinary classroom tech person. Cypher is a pretty big district. We're the third largest in Texas. So this building called the Berry Center was built specifically for the school district. Even though we do have outside clients, they built this massive place to do things for the community. So we have a stadium. Of course, high school football is a big thing. We have an arena, a conference center, and a theater. So Dante really helps us connect all those parts when we have events that take up the entire space. Like, we'll have events come in that start in the arena and might break off into the conference center and theater. And we need to be able to send and route signals all over the place. So Dante being incorporated into our workspace really helped, you know, route sources easily.
Now, was that a pre-designed installed, or was that something you guys went back and retrofitted? How did that process work in terms of, you know, getting the full campus and various environments that you're, you know, managing, you know, all integrated with Dante?
Right. So when I started, the building was 10 years old now. And when I started, everything was, we had digital systems, like we had digital consoles. We've always been on the Allen and Heath side of things. And when I came in, we hadn't incorporated Dante yet. It's when we went through the upgrades of our arena and, you know, the theater and all that stuff. We went through an upgrade, and that's when we started getting Dante-enabled gear and, you know, distributing it around our venue.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.